Hey, this is David from the Niche Affiliate Marketing System and MyNAMS.com. This is the second part of the Simple Product Creation Insiders webinar today. This morning we had quite a few people on, and we were doing some really cool stuff with Kevin Riley about how to create simple products quickly. And as you can see on the screen, we're using a mind map very heavily. And so we did a lot of information today. We went over the purpose of the workshop, and we talked about the biggest issues that we had. Kevin eliminated three of them by saying by just basically giving solutions on the fly to some simple ones, and we've marked those out. And this was a way for us to validate that that we were hitting the target that you suggested with all of the product creation questions that you had. Okay, so let's see. We've got a bunch of people back in here again, and that's great. How many people did their homework? How many people went out and did some research? Come on. You can type in the question box. Go ahead and put it in there. Claire, excellent. Claire did. Who else did their homework? There's no grade here. You can just... Okay. That's fine. If you weren't here this morning, it's okay. Let's see. Did anybody else get their homework done, which was pretty simple to do some research and to do some validation? Yeah, focusing on homework is always an issue. Okay, so we're going to go through, and I'm going to walk you through some of the process. I did not get mine completed. I always bite off more than I can chew. And I did that as well today. So one of the things that I did, and it wasn't the homework I didn't get completed. I said that I would try to have this product completed, but I don't have it completed. As you can understand, it's a little bit bigger than what I wanted to do. So basically, I did some writing, but I want to show you how I got to this spot and how I wrote some stuff pretty quickly. So we've got a section here on how to ensure your child is successful in every way. That's the topic of this report that I'm building. And I just wrote a brief little intro to that. And I haven't added any graphics or any charts or anything that makes it look clean and pretty and all that kind of stuff. So we're getting the writing and the creation done first. And then then we'll come back to doing the graphics at a different later time. Let's see if I can find maybe in another screen. I don't want that one up. Let's see. I want to get another thing up here. Sorry, just one second. I might be able to pull up a finished report that I have done in this niche. And this wasn't really what we were planning today. With this, in fact, we didn't have a plan today for Kevin and I, except just to really hit it and start from scratch. And I think you'll agree from this morning's session that we did just that. Hit it and started from scratch. So let's see if I have in my downloads folder. Yes, here. Okay, so this is on my computer. And it is my downloads folder, and I do have multiple reports that I created in very much the same way that we're doing this. So let's see. Angry Teen was one of the reports that I created for my Bad Dad book. You can see here we have a bunch of reports already created. How do I get it open? Come on. Is it open? Nope, it's not open. Okay, here. This was a simple report that I created a while back, and it's for the Bad Dad book, and it basically was a free report that we were giving away, and it drives back. So, special report to discover the source of your teenager's anger, look within. So here is my boilerplate disclaimer terms and use page. Here is the table of contents. As we discussed with Kevin today, these have the links to the pages. So you click on the page and it jumps right in there. So the way I built this was it is only a 28-page report. And it does have different topics along the way in this report. So follow the anger to the source is the main page topic. The nature of the beast in today's children and adolescents. Differences across gender. Uneasy family relationships. Better communication. Children and preteens. Teen aggression from anger to rage. Anger management programs. Teen anger on a global scale. Taking responsibility for our anger. Anger management courses are not enough. One success story. Oops, that one didn't spread over. Years and counting. Methods of communication. What to do when your teen gets angry. Fight and parents who paved the way for the teens. And a final thought. Okay, so if I scroll down through this, make it a little smaller so we can see. So it's just basically a report that I wrote with headings in it, and the headings draw up to each of these topics that feed back to the or relay back to the table of contents. Throughout this, I refer occasionally to the Bad Dad 10 Keys to Regaining Trust book that I wrote, which was in response to my own experiences with child rearing that weren't so great. Let's see. So you can see that we've got a lot of information here. This one's pretty boring looking. There's not a lot of graphics or anything in it other than just straight copy. But it's short, which if it were a longer book, I would really want a lot more input in there. And we have end notes, believe it or not. I have quoted a lot of folks in here to really get more credibility. And that's an important thing, I think, if you're doing something that is scientific or even social working has social implications. So that's one of the simpler reports that I did early on. And you can see there's a bunch more. So the first thing I wanted to come to was in the execution part that we left you with at part one this morning, was that we had talked about writing and getting content from different places. Now, in this document, I have all of that content that I sucked in this morning from the CDC site about different ways of building character and at different levels. So when you're talking to a baby, we had these suggestions for when talking to a baby. Talk to your baby. She'll find your voice calming. Singing and playing music. Praise the baby. A lot of loving attention. So we're creating that positive feedback for the child right away. Now, that's going to be built into our report in multiple ways to create some of the characteristics that we were talking about. So we're using these tips. We're going to rewrite these tips, and we're going to kind of hone in on different quality aspects. So this is the document that I'm working on at the moment. Now, I'm not going to finish this, and we're not going to talk about this a lot at this point, but you can see that I have started adding important sections again. These will end up being headers for the table of contents. Okay. Now, if I come back to, I wanted to show you a search, though, that you might find interesting. So I'm searching my computer. You can see here on my computer, I have a folder here, and you may not be able to see this because it's so small on this screen, and I can't make this bigger. It says PLR resources here. This is articles, marketing topics, resale rights topics. It's articles, audio, blog posts, coaching, ebooks, graphics, keywords, from different sources that I have here, even software. And so what I've done is come to this folder, just clicked on that folder, and I come to the top of my Explorer over here, and I type in parent type equals T or type colon TXT. I'll make this bigger in the replay so you can see it. But type colon TXT, and you can see that it is bringing in all of the PLR documentation that I have on this site that is a TXT file that has anything with the word parent in it. So it's a lot of stuff. It is stuff that I collect. And you know, when I'm, we're giving you these, when we're giving you these PLR articles at every month in the membership site, collect those in a single place so that you can do a search using your Explorer bar and come through whenever you need something just to get some ideas about how to get moving. You don't necessarily need to use the PLR as it is, but it may give you some ideas for how to grab some copy and get moving with that copy. Let me show you a couple of examples here. Let's see if I can find some examples. This is stress management tips to learn if you want to develop healthier relationships with these people in your life. This is for parents as well. And there's some good things in here as well. So for using with children. So I could actually open that up and go get what I want. So for example, if I wanted just this, analyze the cause, and come over here and add this to, let's say that we want self-control. So I want to add that into the self-control area about stress management. Okay, now I would add that in there and then come back and rewrite it, because a lot of this material that I have here is really terrible writing. But the ideas contained in them are pretty good. So let's see. Let's scroll down here and find something else that might work. If we're talking about building character in children, one of the things that we might want to look at is violence. And this is a book on, I mean, an article on concerns with comic books. And it starts out with, one of the areas of concern with comic books is violence. Violence contained in some of the comic books today is common, with more realism being demanded. Comic books of today assimilate real-life situations into their plots. Okay, so this is all about making reasonable choices with comic books. And you could actually grab some of that and improve that writing and focus it down on violence if you wanted to bring in an idea about violence in that comic book, or violence in as a character building exercise with your children, and that is to reduce violence, to keep them away from violence. And it helps you just determine what you want your child to turn up to be. So that's one of the things we're looking at with this product. And I guess now that I'm thinking about this, we need to recap a little bit what we did this morning so that people understand what we're doing exactly here. So let me flip back to the mind map, and we will come back to that search in just a second. So this morning what we went over was looking at the problems that you guys suggested, which were an issue with creating products for you, making sure it's profitable, recognizing your expertise, product promotion and sales, developing a product funnel, finding and getting super affiliates that will promote it heavily, and all of the above. So what's the purpose of this workshop? That's what that is right there, is to solve those problems. Now, we have here the product types, which are These are just a few of them. We went over these ebooks, videos, reports. There are many different products types here, whether your product will be free, paid, subscription. And then we talked about defining a problem and a solution. That's the key to building a product. So this was the dream part, the big idea part. We're using the six steps methodology to build the product. So in this, we came up with these topics as potential products for in our parenting category. We chose a parenting category just out of the blue and decided to investigate that as a product today. Then we went into the test area to see if our product category that we chose was a good one. And the attributes of that was to see if it had a long-term funnel. This is a really important aspect. So we want to make sure that we have a long-term product marketing funnel that we can continue to sell additional products, continue to build relationships, continue to build a business around. And we also want to make sure that we want to be involved in that product for a long time, in that genre for a long time. So this says, does it have legs? Can I do a series with this product? Is there continued growth? Do I want to be involved long term? Can I build ongoing repeat customers? Then we looked at Amazon to see how many other products were out there. We found a book called How Children Succeed. We decided that was a topic that we might want to go after. The main points of that book was teaching perseverance, optimism, self-control, curiosity, conscientiousness. Then we talked about making sure your product is successful. And if you remember at the top, that was the number one question that most people had about product creation was, how do I make sure that my product is successful? So we talked about making sure that you have information that people want. Are there affiliate products available for it? And basically, in this test phase, you're checking out the marketplace and you are checking to make sure that there are people who are going to be purchasing your product at some point, or at least helping you build your list if that's the kind of product that you're going to use. And we also said, don't create the wheel. Recreate the wheel. So we talked about going to forums or other community sites, Facebook even, to validate idea. You want to gauge the interest. You want to see if people are motivated to buy products in those categories. You want to test the market by discovering pricing points, mapping a purchase funnel, and identifying the different personas in those communities for who will buy. Now, when you're a participant in forums and in Facebook groups and you get your name out there and you start making contacts with people and you start becoming an expert in those communities, people are going to know, like, and trust you, and they become ready-made customers for you. So that's really important. So you can see why it's important to be interested in this product, in this niche, so that you can continue doing, working in this niche more and more. Then we prototyped it. The prototype was doing an outline, a first draft. You can use images or photos or a napkin or videos or whatever you want. You can prototype it by doing blog posts and dishing out a little bit of blog post content at a time to see if people are interested in that. And then you just watch to see if it succeeds or fails, if you need to change it in any way, or if you need to go back and revise your concept in any way. And before you do any work to build your product, you do this test and prototype to make sure that you have this niche nailed so that you can go into it confidently and profitably. Okay, so we talked about building an outline. This was Kevin's approach for building an outline quickly, and he did it on paper. That was his prototype. After he gathered all his information, he just went off away from the computer and found a place to sit and write. And he does that on a notepad, so on a legal pad. So that's how he creates his products. Then we execute. Once we figured out all of this is going to work, then we execute. And that was, we made sure we collected the information, the screenshots, the charts, the graphs, the quotes, the bullets, gathering the team. If you need a team, to do this, a graphic designer, a developer, if you are doing a software or a video, and an editor and a typist and that kind of team would be what you need to go forward. Sometimes people hire researchers. Depends on your budget and depends on how deep you want to go into this genre. And then we also talked about the benefit of working from templates. Kevin talked about having a template for every piece of his book, so the only thing he had to do was type his new product in between his boilerplate templates. And that was a really good insight for most people. We need to build templates that we use over and over, and especially for the branding purpose, so that people get used to knowing who you are and what kind of material you put together. And to focus on creating a professionally written product and one with a professional layout. So you want to look professional in the creation. And then you just put it together. Whether it's in a video processor, a Camtasia for webinars, or GoToWebinar, you can record everything there and create your product that way. But you want to just assemble it then. Once you're done and you got all this other stuff done, then you can execute pretty quickly. If you are doing software, you're going to want to have a test environment, and a lot more goes into building software, but it falls in the same steps as the steps that we've showed you here. So it is the six steps that we were talking about. Okay, so I'm not away from the execution phase yet. We're going to come back to that. And so what I wanted to show you was that we are gathering more and more information. So, for example, in this product that we were talking about, the idea was how to create successful children. And one of the things that I realized right away was that you really can't create successful children unless you are modeling success yourself. So I focused a lot on that in the introduction of this. That's the absolute key, in my mind, to creating successful children. So we talk about that, and then we start dipping into the different areas of how to create a successful child. We talk about the attributes, the characteristics, the definition of success. What is your definition of success for your child? And then we get into all of those kind of things. So now I'm going to go look for topics like I showed you in the PLR that I have that I can use just as starting points for some of my writing that I'm going to have to do with this product. And I'm just going to show you the research pieces of it that I did here on my own hard drive. Now, I've been collecting PLR for a long time, and I actually have a pretty good library now in my own system that I can search, and I showed you up here how to do that. So I've got a lot of homeschooling articles, but I see something here that I wanted to look at, and it was how to establish a homeschool reading program. Reading is really important for establishing a successful child, a kid who wants to be interested, curious, and involved in the world. They need to be able to read well. So helping them read well is one of the things that I would want to include in my product. So I would grab this PLR article on establishing a homeschool reading program and see if that doesn't trigger some ideas about creating a reading program for your kids that I can use in my own product. So let's see what else we've got here. Teaching your kids to set goals. This is important. This is really important. So I'm going to definitely take this. I'll grab this whole piece and drop it into here, and I'm going to call this goal setting. And I now have that piece of copy in here just as a way to start driving in or start building some content that I can come back and edit. Okay? Let's see. Summer jobs. Summer jobs are a really good way to instill a lot of independence in your kid, right? So independence is definitely a topic, a characteristic that I want my kids to have. And they do, by the way. Have a lot of independence. Okay. So that's another topic that I'm going to add, and I can edit from this summer jobs piece. And I'll show you something. One thing I did was, when it comes to building sidebars, I could actually take some of these articles and build little sidebars that I'll use in this product that help. You know, sidebars are, I'll show you a sidebar. Hold on a second. So let's create this right here. So if I go to, I'm in Word. If I go to Word and I insert a text box, and let's see, I'd insert this text box here, and I'm going to add this content about playing games. Now, that is that simple. And I now have a sidebar. So let's make this white text and just a tiny tad smaller, which I know is hard for you guys to see, but I want it to fit. And I'm going to bring it over just a little bit so that it all fits there. But now I have a sidebar in my book about playing games to build character. I'm going to make that all white so you can see it there. Okay, so there's five different games that you can have kids play, and I basically say that they're in the age range of 8 to 12. So they can play that. These are character building games. Now I've pulled that from PLR and I rewrote it to make it appropriate for what I was doing. I actually changed the name of one of the games because it wasn't appropriate, I didn't think, for what we were doing. And now I've got PLR here, or I've got a sidebar in my book about playing games to build character. Now, you can see that this is really sloppy looking, but I'm getting a lot of good content in here, right? So if I want to find, so for example, I have this independence thing, right? I wonder if I have anything in this PLR on optimism. Let's take a look at that. I was going to do independence, but I knew if I did independence that I would get a bunch of July 4th stuff and we'd have a lot to go through, and I don't want to do that right now. Excuse me. So I'm doing independence. That's what it says here on the need for self-esteem. Oh, sorry, this is optimism I'm looking at. Okay, that's really vague. Loving life with optimism. This should be pretty good. Okay, so I can use that. I'll grab this and drop it in here. And that'll be the beginning of my independence. My optimism article that I put in here. Now, my plan is to come back to each of these sections and grab the bullets that are appropriate below. For example, I'll go through all of these bullets and see if I can't find something that relates to optimism. Or here, encourage your child's growing independence by letting him help with dressing himself and feeding himself. That would be good for the independence, right? Um, play parade, follow leader, help your child to explore things by taking him or her on a walk or ride. Teach simple songs. This is for babies, I think, and early toddlers. Continue to read. Let your child help with simple chores. That'd be good for independence. How about that? I'm finding lots of stuff for independence. Clear and consistent. Okay. Show affection. Help your child with sense of responsibility. Okay, that would be one I could actually stretch and rewrite and put in the optimism category, because we're encouraging them to solve problems. That always will help you have a better attitude. Let's see. Volunteer opportunities gives you good opportunities to build your optimism. So let's just grab those two. And come back up here to... There it is. Optimism. I'm just going to drop those right here. Now I'll come back to all of this and rewrite it, but I'll have bullet points after each one of these short introductions to this characteristic, this topic. Okay? So as you can see, I'm really building a lot of content so that I'm going to end up pretty much editing more than anything. Editing and rewriting. That's a good thing, because it is so much easier to create a product fast through editing and rewriting. It'll end up being 100% rewritten, and it'll be 100% mine, but it will have a lot of information from multiple places, multiple sites, all of that. That's one of the great things about being an information broker, as Kevin said earlier today. So this is another good article on optimism that I can, optimists expect the best. Enjoy your life, change your point of view. So there you go. Okay, I'll save this and come back over here. Now, let's see, there's a parenting one. Okay, and I thought I saw something else down here I wanted to grab. Getting your kids interested in learning. That's curiosity. I can use that because I have a section on curiosity. Here. See, I've already got a bunch of bullets here for that one, so I just need to drop that in there, and then I can edit it as we go. Self-control ought to be easy to find something. Let's see. Let's do it this way. Self-control. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is pretty good. These are all good. That's like 26. Yeah, it is. It's A to Z. 26 different... Oops, wrong one. 26 different bullets about self-control. Okay, so I can add that to self-control here. And come back and edit it. Okay, so... You can see that I've got a lot to do and a lot of mess to do here, a lot of mess to clean up. It's going to be a lot of editing. Now, pretend that I've edited it. It's all done. It's looking really good. The content is good. We have good content. I'm excited about the content, okay? So now what I would do is go to Big Stock Photo, which is a place that I like a lot. And I buy images in $100 blocks because it let's see. Come on. I can't remember what my hold on just a second. Okay, so now I'm logging in there. And I've got 59 photo credits there. So I'm going to look for, let's see what it says for successful children. Come on. Okay. How about happy? Family. Happy kids. Yeah, so there's lots of nice kid pictures that I could pull here. As you can see. And let's see, there's a good one. I like that. And if I decided to download that picture, I would just add to the cart and then go back to my cart. Shows me one here, view cart. And it says that if I want just the small picture, it's only one credit. Small picture is 900 by 598 pixels. So let's just say I grab that one. I agree to the standard agreement. Proceed to download. I'm going to download the picture. Now, actually, I can edit the picture if I want in Big Stock, but I wouldn't. And I can, let's see, where is my, there it is. I want to show in folder. Open with, I use Photoshop, so I'll just open it quickly with Photoshop. Okay, I'm going to resize it. Do I need to crop it? I don't think so. I'm going to resize it, image size, and I'm going to make it 150 pixels by width of, let's say I'll make it 8. Oops, 8 inches. I don't want 800 inches. That's a little big. 8 inches wide. Resolution 150, okay, so I'll do that. We're resampling, good, and I'm going to file save as. Dropbox, micro workshops, simple product creation, images. And I'm going to rename it to Happy Kids Simple Product Creation Happy Kids and save that. Okay. Okay, I can close that now. And I can come to my document and I can use that picture. Let's make it, I think we'll make that a cover picture. So if I insert blank page at the front, insert the picture, where is it? There it is. Okay, so now I've got the beginning of a cover for my document. And that's how you can get really enticing images. And this, by the way, is a really good one because look how happy that kid is. And he is, I mean, that's what you want, is somebody looking right into the viewer's eyes with a big smile, always. I mean, you saw that one I showed you earlier, the angry teen. That was a kid who would, you would just, you know, want to scream because that kid was not happy at all. But the point is that we were trying to reflect there was an angry kid. I'm not sure having a happy kid there wouldn't have been a better image anyway. So anyway, this is the start of a cover image. And that's how we would do that and do it quickly. So it's important to have tools like BigStock and others so that you can build your products quickly. Okay, I'm going to save that. And then, okay, so where are we? Okay, and I think we've done enough of this so we can move on with our next approach here. So now our product is done. We're going to put it into the world. So the next thing we want to do, though, is get feedback about it. We're pretty sure that this is a product that people are going to want because of all the stuff that we've done previous to this. We're like 95% sure that we can make money with this product. We think we're solving a problem. We think we have a market for this. We've done all of that. We think people are going to want this type of product because we tested it pretty well. We created a pretty good prototype for it, and we talked to people about it and got positive feedback from an objective audience. Remember, objective audience. It wasn't your mom telling you that this was a great idea. It was an objective audience. And so then we built the product. Now we get it out in the marketplace. So how do we do that? One of the things that you see in digital marketing these days, or digital business these days, business online, is that people will do low cost introductories, right? So you could do a low cost introductory for your product just to get buyers and to get people into your funnel and to get people into your communication, to get comments, to get testimonials. But mostly to hear back about the process. About the process and the product. Okay, that's going to get you out there pretty quickly if you have a low-cost introductory. Now, if you don't have a list, how are you going to do that? One of the things you can do is find somebody who has this market, who is in this market, or a complementary market. Let's say that they have teens, that they focus on teen issues, let's say. And you could have them give your product, How to Create a Successful Child, How to Build a Successful Child, or Raise a Successful Child. I guess we're not creating or building, we're raising a successful child. You could have them do that to their audience, give them 100% commission on a low-cost product, see what happens. You know, it's a way for you to joint venture with somebody and do that, is to offer a really good, because at this point what you want is feedback. You want feedback and you want the list. That's what you want, is you're building feedback and you're building a list here. So to get the feedback, you need to get the people looking at your product. So you can do a joint venture and a complementary. I think I spelled that right for a complementary market. So let's see, this needs to be exposure is what we're talking about. And joint venture and complementary market. You could do a Facebook giveaway. You could do any kind of giveaway to get people to download and give you information. You could do a limited advertising campaign with Google AdWords. That's about the quickest way to get feedback, by the way, is to do something like Google AdWords. Make this a little bit bigger so you can see better. Or Facebook, as a matter of fact. Some kind of PPC advertising, so that you can get as many people as possible to see it as quickly as possible, and make the price just dead simple. You can also give it away to people in forums. Right now, you're not really interested in price. So there's a bunch of forums out there which are focused on this niche, which is parenting, and that they would be a great source for getting good feedback on your product. Now, you don't have to, you know, if you give away 100 of these, you can do a limited giveaway, and you can do a giveaway with a string attached. I mean, you can say, I'm going to give this away to my people, or to you people, or to the people in the forum here, but you got to give me feedback on it, and they will do that. I mean, it's a reciprocal kind of obligation, and more than not will give you good feedback. I don't mean good as in positive, but I mean constructive feedback. Okay, so you can do that. Once you've got the feedback from these folks, well, there's a lot more feedback that you want to get. That's kind of the marketing feedback from the marketplace. The marketplace is really the best kind of feedback. It's people, whether they buy it or not, is always the best kind of feedback. So we've talked about the low cost introductory and the exposure. You also want to have your sales funnel feedback. And that really is a feedback more on your marketing process. On if you've got the keywords and landing pages optimized, what kind of return are you getting? What kind of conversion numbers are you getting? Because once you see how to increase your conversion numbers, you can continue doing that. Now, that tells you the sales funnel feedback. Once you've got all of those things done, and if you're still not making sales on this product, then you got a product issue. If you have a high refund rate, that is a product issue. Okay, let's see. Then we have technology feedback. And to get technical feedback, you really need to have Google Analytics or some other analytics program to measure your traffic, Come on. Because that's the goal of this, is measuring traffic. See what they're doing. How they go through your site, where they bounce to in your site, how they navigate your site. Are they taking the action you want? You can plug a lot of holes just by looking at the data that you get from something like Google Analytics. You can even see where they're clicking on the pages and that kind of thing. Now, this is all about making the sales. The marketplace is all about making the sales, getting exposure to the product itself. Once you've got this stuff in place, the technical feedback as well, and then another option here, by the way, is your web analytics, which you can get from your server software. If you're using cPanel, I think we have some tutorials in our system so that you can take a look at the cPanel web analytics that come with that, and you will be able to see keywords and what people are searching for and how they find you and how they move forward. Okay? All right. So then, oh yeah, keywords, search criteria and other stats. That is technical. That's basically technical feedback. That's what we talk about when we're talking about technical feedback. So you've got marketplace feedback, technical feedback, as well as the next one is anecdotal. You should have a support desk, or at least a support email, some way of contacting you. People are going to contact you to ask questions. They're going to have complaints. They're going to give you refund requests. Be sure you ask why, if you can. If there's anything you can do to make it better, sometimes you can offer them something else to give you that information, but that information is really important. That's the support desk. There's another way, though, and that is follow-up. So if you're not using a autoresponder system, your first thing in the autoresponder system should be your setup. A follow-up setup so that you can ask questions, ask them their opinions, get them to just hit reply, tell you what they thought of the product, basically hit reply and tell you their experience. Okay, so did they use it? Did they like it? What could have been done better? These are the kind of questions you want to ask. You want folks to give you that information. Okay. Another way to do this is to do this follow-up is in person. I did this one time, and it was awesome. I was driving a lot between home and Atlanta, which was a four-hour drive. And for a while, I was taking, this was a long time ago, I don't do it much anymore, but I used to get the list of the people who signed up that week for our product, whichever one it was some kind of a membership site that we had then, and I actually called them and asked questions while I was driving. So that did a couple things for me. One is I got personal feedback from people. And created a good connection. They couldn't believe that I called them actually to find out about the product. And that's a really good tip. If you can do that, if you've got time to do that, it's really worth doing that. You know, especially in your first 100 sales of your product. Call every buyer and say, what made you buy this? Is it relevant to the issue that we were trying to solve? What was the problem you were trying to solve? Is this the product that you think solves that issue? What do you think you have to do? What's the next thing you have to do that's not covered in the product? Is there something you would like to see added? You just ask all of those questions and you start leading them down the path and let them talk. And don't ask yes or no questions. Ask open-ended questions so that people can talk to you and you listen as much as possible. Now, these are people who bought, right, that we're talking about. You want feedback from the people who didn't buy, too. And if you can do that, it's really good to do something like, if they say no thanks for this, if they click out, is to have some kind of a pop-up or a next page survey that says, you didn't buy. Will you tell us why? What can we do to make this more appealing to you? Was it addressing the problem you were trying to solve? Okay. So I just invested in a tool to help with surveys, and I haven't even implemented it yet, but I'm really liking it so far, and I'm going to show you what I'm using. I'm not suggesting you go get this. You may not be ready to have this yet, but I think it's going to be an awesome product for me. And it is Poll Daddy. Now, I knew about Poll Daddy. How am I going to find Poll Daddy here? Oh, I know. I have my, it's a WordPress.com login. You have to have a WordPress.com account to log in to this. And I'm logged in already. Okay, so let's go to surveys. Okay, so this is a poll that you're going to start seeing called What's Your Question? So we'll start using this service. It's $200 a year for this service. There is a free version, but this one gives me a lot more analytics and the kind of information that I'm really interested in. So let's see. I need to create a new survey. And I'm going to choose a white. Where is the white? Because this embeds with my site as well. Or it embeds with WordPress as well. So I'm going to choose Danish time, Clearview, Spring Out, Clearview, Danish time. Okay. And I can add a custom message at the top. And I can add a display finish message at the bottom. And I can redirect them to a URL. I'll just leave that the way it is for the moment. And then we'll go create a quick survey. So where is my save settings? Okay, so I'm going to add a page. Well, first I'll go to page one and I'll add a question. So this is going to be a multiple choice question. let's see, what the question I want to ask is, was this product appropriate, or let's say solving a question, a problem that you had, that you're looking for a solution to? And I'm just going to say yes, no. And add a new option, not sure. Okay, so I'm going to save that question. Okay. Oh, but I didn't check this button over here. Okay, I'll do this again. Yes, no, not sure. I've got radio buttons. Is that what I want? Let's make sure that it is. Yeah, radio buttons is what I wanted. So that's good. Okay, done. Now I've got page 2. I'm going to page 2 because I want to ask a text question here. I'm assuming they're saying, yes, it was a product in the area that I was interested in. Not a great question, but we'll just leave it the way it is for the moment. Okay, making this a text question. We could make it a mandatory question. Okay, so I'm saving that now. And here they've got a box to add to that text. Okay, and I can add another page here. This is where questions will go for... let's see, I'm going to add another free text that says, if you're not sure, would you like to see a sample of this product? And actually, I'm going to change the question type. So I'm going to copy that question, and I'm going to cancel this, and I'm going to delete it. Confirm. And I'm going to go to multiple choice here. And this will be yes. And this will be no. And this will be radio as entered. Done. Okay, so now I've got 3 pages in my questionnaire. And the reason it's important to have 3 pages is, or multiple pages, is because I'm going to do some branching. And branching means, let's see, if I come back to this one, and I want to finish and share, or actually I just wanted to save it, but that's not what I want. Right there. Done. I want to edit it. Exit. Survey. Okay. And... save settings. Okay, so now I'm going to branch it. Let's see. I want to click on branching. And this is where I say, was this product solving a problem that you were looking to do? New rule. If the user chooses yes, then I want to skip to page 2. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I want to jump to page 2. Because page 2 is where I said something about if it was solving a problem, we wanted to tell us how it fell short, right? So that's a branch rule there. Okay, I'm going to have another rule. If the user chooses no, then I'm just going to force them to the end and force the survey finish. Okay? And that will be that. Now I'm going to add another rule, and it says if they choose not sure, then we want to send them to page 3, which was, would you like for us to send you a sample of this, and we would have a download link at the end of that survey. So these can go on for a long time. So let's just take a look here at this. This is our branching. So let's get back here to preview. Here's the survey. Was this product solving a problem that you're looking for a solution to? Bad question, but whatever. Okay, so I'm going to say yes. It should take us to the next page. Since you didn't purchase this product, would you mind telling us how this product fell short? Okay, that's going to be good information if they submit that. Now, probably less than 10% of the people will actually do that, but it depends on the questions that we give them and what we and the kind of answers that we get. So I put in wasn't very good and clicked on continue. It's not supposed to go to page 3 from there. So I got to go back to my branching. Finish the survey. Just need to go back to my branching and come to page 2. Okay, new rule. If they answer this question, force to the finish. So that means it's going to go straight to the finish. So that's a new rule on that free text. Okay. So that's how this works. And you can get some really good feedback by doing surveys. And you can do surveys about your product before you even do the product. You can ask a lot of specific questions and this can be your investigation tool. A survey can be your investigation tool just to see what people want. We talked this morning about how I used a question in Facebook, and that's a standard technique in Facebook, is just to ask a question up there so that you guys told me what your biggest issues were with product creation. And so that was a good way for us to get started that. So if I click not sure here, then I should go to page 3, which was, if you're not sure, would you like to see a sample of this product? Yes. Finish the survey. And I just say thank you or take them to the URL. That's how that would work. Okay. So that's an example of how important surveys can be to your business, both incoming and outgoing. Okay, so let's see. Let's put down here. Actually, I think that needs to be up here. Okay, what that does for you is gives you lots of ways of collecting feedback. Some of it is more analytical, and some of it is anecdotal. And there's one more that we didn't talk about, and let me add that, and that is really focus groups. For those of you who come to the NAMS workshop or go to any other live events, if you have people who are followers or who own your product, make sure that you meet with them. In fact, if you don't go to the NAMS workshop or any other live events, it'd be good to do little meetups. You can always talk to people in your location or in different locations. It's good to have face-to-face if you can do it. But if you can't, you can always do a Google Hangout. Or a webinar where you can get people to go through the product with you and actually show you how they use it or show you what the shortcomings are of it. It's really good to, and it's also good to have somebody, not you, doing this occasionally so that you can get a valid third-party kind of view. So if you've got somebody who is a friend or a family member who can go in and talk to people about this, but be disconnected from the outcome, you get a lot of good feedback that way. And let's see, then the final one that I would say that you want is something called Usability testing. Now, usability testing is great for software. It's great for websites. But it's also good for other products as well, like ebooks, videos. And the reason is that you can use it for those as well is that you want people to consume. This is all about consuming. And that's the key to all of this. I mean, if you don't have people consuming your products, then you're really kind of wasting your time. So usability testing, there's a really good video by Steve Krug. Let me see if I can find it quickly for you that you can watch. And it's all about using a website and doing some usability testing on it. Let's see if I can find this. Steve Krug, usability demo video. There it is. Maybe. Oh, this is it, right here. I wanted the YouTube one. Blip TV, YouTube, that one. Is it? Yep, this is it. Okay. So this is a 25...
This is the demo test that I recorded.
It's a 25-minute video by a guy who's written a really good book called It's Not Rocket Surgery, or Rocket Surgery Made Easy is what it's called. And it's about doing a simple usability test with people to have them walk through your website and also through your products on a kind of questions you ask and the way you talk to individuals to make sure that that works well, to make sure that you get the kind of information that you want to get, which is objective information from these things. So I'm going to add a link here to Steve Krug. I'm going to save that. And this would be insert hyperlink. Text field. Okay. So let's see. I did that wrong. Well, I still did it wrong. Well, I'll figure that out so we can get that fixed on there for the mind map. Okay, so let's see. I think that pretty much covers it about testing and feedback, getting the feedback information here for your product. You got any questions about this so far? Anybody have any questions on this part so far? Okay, we're going to move right on into improving. So, Claire, are you saying that it is not simple or it is simple? Not sure I understand. Well, actually, Claire, it is not. It's not a lot of steps. It's actually pick and choose. You do what you can do, and you do the pieces of this that work for you. So you may not have to do usability testing. You may not want to do usability testing right away. You may not want to do all of this anecdotal feedback. You may want to do surveys. You may want to do Have a support desk. You may want to talk to people in follow-ups. You don't have to do all of it at once. Do not be overwhelmed by these things. It's all just, and it's the same with everything. It's the same with the MyNAMS membership site. You don't have to do everything in the MyNAMS membership site. All you have to be able to do is go in there and do what you need to do at the moment. So if you've got a problem, you're looking for a solution in the membership site, it's the same here. If you're looking for feedback, collecting feedback, you just choose the kind of feedback that you want to get and you want to take advantage of. So, you know, you're always going to get the technical feedback and you're always going to get the marketplace feedback, because those are, you're going to know what your refund rate is. If you've sold 100 things and you've had to refund 7 of them, you got a 7% refund rate, which is high. I know somebody who had a 60% refund rate on a $1,000 product. Not good. Not good. He had an issue with his marketing funnel and also with the product in itself. So that was an issue. Okay, so these are all the options that you have for collecting feedback. That's what we're covering here. And let's see. David asked, where is the location or method on NAMS, the MyNAMS site, to get to download the, to get and download the monthly PLR articles to put in my own PLR resources folder? So, David, that's in, you go to your My Membership stack at when you log in to the MyNAMS site, and you'll be able to download each month's PLR articles there on the from the membership stack. You'll see it says PLR articles, and you just go in there and you download them every month. And we will we'll be sending out. We always try to send out. We will send out monthly notifications when stuff is ready for you to download. But you can pretty much count on it being there by the first of the month, because we're very, very close to getting those things out there by the first of the month. It's either first, second, or third, but mostly by the first. I'm actually paying somebody to make sure that that is there all the time. So if it's not, I need to know it. Okay. The improve. So you've collected all your feedback. The biggest problem that you could have is not to do anything with it. So if you collect all this feedback and you don't make any changes, then you're really missing the boat, because this is gold material here. Getting all the feedback that you've gotten over a period of time through your support desk or your surveys or your Facebook questions or your forum or whatever it is, you want to take those comments and you want to come back to your product and make the changes. So what does that mean? It means editing. If it's an ebook, you want to edit the product. It might mean doing a new version. It might mean adding another product. Somebody's going to give you feedback that, I really like the book on that. Let's say, for example, we're doing the book today on how to create successful, how to build successful children. How to, what am I calling that? Raise successful children. And somebody comes back and says, well, this is really interesting, but I have a child who is 17 and is in outpatient drug rehab. Is there a product there for me? You know, how does this apply to that? Well, that's a more specialized, but you could have additional products that were for kids who are troubled under the age of 10, kids who are troubled between 10 and 15, kids who are troubled teenagers, adults who find their way. You could have additional products that you build based on the feedback that you get. So sometimes the feedback is just to trigger another idea for another product. But if somebody gives you some feedback on a product that you've already released and it is specific, for example, you might have wrong data. You might have pulled data from some place that is outdated or is in dispute. You want to make sure you get that fixed. If somebody sends you feedback that you have a typo on page 14, that's kind of a low priority thing. But if it's something that's material to the product itself, you want to make sure that you get that handled. Let's see, we're talking about ways of improving this. So there, you can just look at better delivery methods. You know, is there a better delivery method for your product? And I'm talking about, should it be, devilry. I don't think so. Delivery. Okay, is it, would video be better? How about audio? One of the things that we try to do with ebooks is make sure that we have multiple ways to consume the material. Okay, so let's see what else. The thing about improving this is once you improve it, you actually have another product that you can another reason to do more marketing. So let me get this in here. Let's see. I want to consolidate some of this into... Okay, and what I mean by that, you see software that always is newest upgrade. You know, I just bought Snagit version 11 today. Paid $25 for that. I had version 10, and you know, I love version 10. Version 11 is a little better. So it had some bug fixes in it and a couple of more features. So I paid another $25 for that $50 initial fee on that software, which I've owned since like version 3, I probably have paid $500 for that software. Now that is a way for you to get just over and over to have money coming in on the same product by doing an additional versions, upgrades. So you want to do upgrades. You want to do new version, which would be in an ebook, you want to do a new version because that's going to give you additional reasons to resell. You can do that. People do that all the time in the book world. So, you know, somebody does a 10th anniversary special or a version 2.0 with a new chapter or missing chapter or an additional information or whatever. So it's more reason for you to do more marketing. Let's see. And this would be fixes, is really what we're talking about with the editing. So it's fixes. And, okay, so there's that. Now, let's assume that my product that I did today on the how to raise successful children, we've got it in the marketplace, and we're doing surveys to get people's incoming and outgoing information. Why did they buy and why did they not buy, and are they using it? Does it solve the problem? So let's say that I'm getting the information back that it's people like the product, but it's just too thin. It's not deep enough. It doesn't have enough detail in it. So in that case, we might come back with another version of that. And for those people who already own it, we offer them an additional discount. You know, so this is going to be a $20 product, and we're going to give it to you for $9. And so that's a whole bunch of new sales to existing customers already, and they feel special because they got an additional discount from you, and it creates more trust and more loyalty. Let's see, what else can we cover here on the improvement? Okay, I think we're pretty good with this so far. You got any questions here about this so far? Any comments? Okay. So, Bill says, when will we get the actual mind map file? I have free mind. Oh, I can deliver that today, Bill. I'll put that in the Facebook group. You can get that. And by the way, this will be delivered as a product in your membership. So, anybody who is an insider, as we are speaking, gets this as the product, and we will have this as a micro workshop that will be for sale for later. But because you're an insider, you get these things. And this will be a $97 product, but you get the whole thing already as an insider. So congratulations. That's one of the reasons you joined this special membership level. You'll get the mind map and the Word documents and the product when created and the videos and the audios for all of this. And we're doing transcripts on all of these as well. So you'll also get the transcript so that you can go through the transcript itself and find some of this information with the resource files at the end. So, yeah, you'll get the mind map and everything. And if you don't have Free Mind, I suggest you get Free Mind. We'll put that in the end here because we'll probably use Free Mind a lot in some of our insider sessions. It's a really good tool for creating these mind maps, and it's free. It's a free tool. Okay, any other questions about this? All right, so let's see. Did anybody have, Claire had to leave, so I see, did anybody have their homework done and want to talk about their topic? Does anybody have a topic that they would like to discuss, like to investigate? What is your product topic? Plug it into your question box here, and let's see what kind of products you're working on. So I'm looking for, what products are you working on? Come on, don't be shy. Seriously? Nobody wants to tell what they're working on? Let's ask it this way. Do you have a product already? Say yes or no. Do you have a product already? Type it in the question box. Okay. We don't have many people here who have products. This is good then. So this will help you get your product created. Anybody want to share what their product is? Bill, you say that you have a product for clubs and service organizations. What's the problem you're solving for clubs and service organizations? I'm wondering if it's fundraising or if it is... additional kind of problems that they are trying to solve in service organizations. How to get new members, keep them, and motivate them. Okay? So, do you have an idea what your product is going to be? Is it going to be an ebook? Is it going to be a presentation? Is it going to be a webinar? Is it going to be a membership site? Do you have any idea what you're going to do with that? Okay, so, and Cecilia, you have a product. Type in what your product is as well, if you don't mind, so we can talk about your product a little bit. If you have a product that's up already, I'd love to go see it. Okay, so it's an ebook, Bill, for Kindle and Nook. If you have a link, put it in here so we can take a look at them, Cecilia. That would be good. Bill, yours it comes from the work I did for the Rotary Club. I assume that you were membership chairperson. I was in Rotary for a while before I started traveling all the time. I love that group. They do a lot of good work. And so if you are doing a product for membership, I assume that you're trying to recruit members and you're talking about recruiting members and keeping them, motivating them, keeping them coming to meetings. So let's just do a quick search. Let's be specific. How to motivate Rotary members. Okay, so motivating Rotarians. And that's from Rotary Magazine. Okay, so there's a lot of information. That is 4 million results. Let's see if we can narrow that down. Okay. And that gets us to one page of results. No, there's more. Just doesn't give us a number up here. How to Motivate Rotary Members. How to Motivate Without Quotes. No results for that. So we're back to the no quotes. Okay, got it. Let's see. A lot of club stuff here. So the one thing I can see is that yours would have to be a product that you would, your competition is basically the Rotarians. So how to keep and maintain members is what you would be after. So each of the programs I would think would have some kind of motivational stuff. And I know that the Rotary has its own material. So I'm assuming that yours would have to be different from that enough to be another reason to purchase instead of go get free material from the Rotary. And a lot of it is purchased within Rotary. And I know we're just talking Rotary right here, and we can also just do a search on members to see what it would do with just how to motivate members, how to keep and motivate members. Okay, how to keep and maintain members. No results. How about keep and maintain? How about keep members? Okay, membership side rules. Here is a slide share, which it would be a here's a slide share on keeping members happy and minimizing something. Here is a meetup recommendation on how to keep people checking in on their groups. And there's a bunch of questions here, so people have questions about that kind of thing, so that's good. So this is a question, so you'd have a problem, then you'd have some solutions here people are offering, and you could elaborate on those. There's some good information here. And contest, that's at Ning, which is a social hub. So you see that you could grab a lot of information here. It's a part of a series I plan using the 5 for each book, the 5 R's of service organization for success, etc. Let's see. How to keep and maintain a member. Okay, so Bill, I think what you want to do is start doing your going through the process and start doing the test. Have you started writing it yet? Have you started writing this book yet? It says you wrote it yourself, so it looks like you have written it already, and you're changing it for all the other groups. So you wrote it from Rotary, and you're changing it for all the other groups. So you're customizing it basically for each of the groups. That's cool. Okay, good. That's a good strategy. And you've got easy ways to get feedback from these guys because you can actually get those group members to talk to you about it, correct? So that's a great way to test this. And I assume that you can go to these, that you have gone to these groups and talked to them about the problem and started putting together the solution for them and getting feedback on the solution. Okay. Okay, good. So that's one example of how this is working for another product. Let's see. Cecilia, I can't get your link. It is... Let me see if I can type it in here. Let's see. Amazon.com/DP/B007YUNTTLQ. Oh, cool. This is right along the lines of what we were talking about today. Grandparents as parents, raising grandchildren with peace of mind. So, Cecilia, were you on this morning when we were doing our discovery on Amazon? This is right along the same lines as our product that we were discovering this morning. So we talked about grandparents as being one of the key areas. So if we can take a look at this, you've already got this product created. Let's see, can we see the inside? I don't think we can, so we're not looking at the inside yet. Take a look inside. Oh, wait, here we go. Good, good. Okay. GrandparentsEclass.com. Special bonuses for purchasers of this guide. Cool. So right up front in this, you're getting people back to your site, which is really important. That's what this is all about. And also, it's a great list builder when you do that for people who are doing exactly what I'm doing, which is looking on the inside of your book. They can get to this without even buying the book. So that's a good thing. That's a good list builder. This is not a free ebook. Okay, here's something that I was told not to do on Kindle, and that's put the disclaimer up front. On Kindle, they're suggesting putting the disclaimer at the end so that you can get right to the content in your in the early part of your book, and it shows up on site. Cecilia's, oh, you were not in this morning. Okay, good. Yeah, see, there's more disclaimer. So we haven't gotten to the content yet. Here's the table of contents. This is good. Grandparents' special bonus, dedication acknowledgments. Okay, we're almost to the end of our looking inside, and we still haven't got to the content. Table of contents, introduction, what do you know? Sudden explained death, shaky baby. Okay. Recommendations. Okay. And here's the content. And we get to the end of the sample right at the introduction. Okay. So, Cecilia, you're getting feedback from me right now. And this is one way. This is one way that... it's always good to get feedback from people is to just go through and look at the book and figure out how they're experiencing it, what they're seeing. So the kind of feedback I would give you here is that people can't, by looking inside, they can't decide whether they're going to buy this book or not because they didn't see enough of the content to really get a gauge of it. So that's kind of an issue, I think. And I'd be interested in knowing if you're getting any kind of feedback from your Amazon sales on this. Are people finding it? Are people buying it? Are you getting Prime downloads? Are you getting a lot of people borrowing it? That's a good thing, too. Are you testing the price on this thing? $5.99 versus $9.99 versus 99 cents? There's a great book, by the way, called Killing It with Kindle by Michael Alvear, I think is his name. I can look it up, actually, right here in Amazon. Let's see if I can open this in a new tab. Uh, Yeah, this making a killing on Kindle without blogging, Facebook, or Twitter. The guidebook to selling ebooks on Amazon. Look how long that title is, but it gives you a lot of information about that Kindle book. Okay, his price is $5.99 as well. And let's look inside to see if he does what I just was talking about, because to tell the truth, he's the guy I learned this from. He's the guy who is making a ton of money every month on Kindle. So there's his table of contents. There was his introduction. Okay, so see, there's his cover. There's the title page. Copyright notice is short. Why you need to read this book. That's a sales page, basically, for the book before you even get to the book. This is really all about why you need to read this book. And then he has the introduction. And look, I've still got a long ways to go here. So he's giving you a lot of content. Here's the table of content after the introduction. So he didn't even waste space with the table of contents up front. That's really clever. And now we are into the book. Attract, engage, convert. We still got half of the scroll down. So here's a bunch of, he's got links in here back to content on his site. And a lot more content. So he's giving people the reason to read this right online before they purchase it. And it's a ton of content already right online. And now they get to the bottom and they have to buy it to do the rest. So I've read this book. It's a really good book. And this is exactly how I bought it. I went looking for a good Kindle book. And this guy's got great ratings. He talks about testing the price all the time. So that's a good delivery mechanism for a specific purpose. That brings us to the point about feedback and about delivery mechanisms that have to match your product. So if you've got a Kindle book, you have to have it formatted correctly for Kindle. So I hope that's helpful, Cecilia. I think you got a good-looking book. You might want to reformat the inside to get the content up front and start driving people into it. So that book, by the way, Michael Alvear was making a killing on Kindle without blogging, Facebook, or Twitter. The Guerrilla Marketer's Guide to Selling Books on Amazon. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else have a product they want to discuss? A product idea that you want to discuss? Okay, so what we're going to do now is, what we will do is close this out, this part two. We're going to close this out. Your homework for this today, we want to add additional homework today. So what you've done is you have gone through, oops, let me get all these task numbers correct. Come on. Task 3, task 4, not typing so well today, which is unfortunate for you, task 4, and task 5. Okay, so what you want to do from this point is we've talked a lot about the big idea. We've talked a lot about creating the products. We've talked about testing and prototyping. We've talked about the execution of it quite a bit. And we talked about the feedback and the improving. So what you need to do is continue going through this step-by-step process to get your first product completed. Now, if I were you, I would use the Facebook group that you're in to tell people what you're working on. And so I want you to go to the Facebook group. And you're going to talk about your product idea, how you validate the market, and how to you want to share your prototype. And even if it is just a description, do that so that people can see what you're planning to work on. Now, this is not, you're not giving away your product. I'm not suggesting you give away your product. I am suggesting you go in there and you get feedback and you share. So I want you to go do this part in the Facebook group, the Insiders Facebook group, or if you're a MyNAMS member, you do the same thing in the MyNAMS forum. We might actually at some point move the Facebook group to the MyNAMS forum so that we can continue over there in a threaded manner instead of just a scrolling long list of stuff. And that way you can start getting feedback on what you're doing. And the next thing you want to do is build a timeline. We didn't talk about building a timeline, but give yourself a deadline for each of these steps. And then create task. And then meet those deadlines. Okay, and then I want you to the next thing you're going to do is, once you've got your prototype, then we want you to execute this. We want you to look for beta users. People who can give you reviews, testimonials, and feedback. Okay. There's a lot more to this. You're going to build a marketing plan. You're going to do all that. We're going to deal with marketing plans as a separate workshop at some point, because marketing plans are a huge entity in themselves. It's a lot of territory to cover, but I think that once you get into this and start getting this far with it, you're going to find that you've got most of the hard work done. And then you'll find that once you have the product done, based on the feedback that you've gotten from the marketplace and from your communities, and you've got a product that you're proud of, then you can start honing it down into actionable items in a marketing plan, and you'll spend like 80% of your time marketing instead of building products. So that's the key to all of this. Any questions before we close out? Any comments before we close out? Okay, Free Mind. I'll tell you where Free Mind is. Let me see. I think I have a short link for you on Free Mind. I think Free Mind's always a little difficult to find. No, that's not it. I want to go try this. Okay. That's nams.ws/freemind. nams.ws/freemind. Okay. And you should be able to go there and download that and install that software. It's free software, and you can build mind maps like this. And I think they're invaluable, because you can capture all of your thoughts, you can capture images, and really do a nice job of moving. You can grab anything that you want and move it around. For example, sometimes people want to do the prototyping before they do the testing. So I just moved prototype up above the test, and then execute. feedback, improve, and homework. Okay? Okay, excellent. I'm glad you guys like this. And go out there in the Insiders Club Facebook group and tell people what you learned today and whether it was worth your time. So I really appreciate that. We were supposed to have another one of these in 2 weeks. I think we're actually going to move it to next week. And next week's is going to be on security with Regina Smola. 4 hours of security next Thursday. So that's the plan right now. If it changes, I'll notify you in the Insiders Club group. Okay? Talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.